Overhead, locked together in combat, the British Sopwith with Camel and German Fokker triplane take part in one of the most daring and acrobatic feats of engagement in World War I, the dogfight. It took superior flying skill and a bag full of tricks for these pilots to outmaneuver their enemies in the sky as each tried to put the other's plane out of commission. Machine gun fire could shatter a tail, puncture a fuel tank, or kill a pilot. The method of destruction didn't matter to the flyer, only the result. A smoking hole in the ground made by his enemy at the end of the fight. At the start of World War I, air-to-air fighting was in its infancy. Pilots who were exhibition flyers before the war now found themselves drawing on that daredevil experience as they sat in the cockpits of these light, fragile, and flammable aircraft. In response to such a pressure-packed environment, they developed their own special lingo. A beer boy was an inexperienced flyer. To go west meant to be killed. Armed with dual machine guns and flying at speeds over 100 miles per hour, there was little time to think. Each mission either taught them to become a better flyer or to die trying. As one pilot put it, speed is life. Altitude is life insurance. When Manfred von Richthofen was in the sky, Allied flyers didn't have much of a chance to cash in that insurance policy. Known as the infamous and respected flying ace, the Red Baron, von Richthofen favored a Fokker triplane, like the black full-scale reproduction above, as he recorded 80 aerial victories, the top record in the war. But skill, experience, and a favored mount weren't the only determining factors in a fight. Sometimes a pilot's fate just came down to luck. Like the April day in 1918, when Canadian pilot Roy Brown found the Red Baron in his sights over France and pulled the trigger on his twin Vickers guns. In that instant, von Richthofen, veteran of countless air-to-air battles, met his death like so many other pilots before him.